lucky to have so many great autobiographers among our musicians. And first up, of course, is Satchmo, My Life in New Orleans by Louis Armstrong, which I think is larger than a musical autobiography. It's really a classic African-American autobiography.
I would say it's a classic autobiography, period. Well, you know, Armstrong had a typewriter with him when he left New Orleans in 1922. Here he is, this 21-year-old guy getting on the train to go to Chicago. His mama packs him a fish sandwich. He's got his horn, he's got his bag, and he had a typewriter.
I love that. I love that he always kept it with him.
He did. And the first known letter, I believe I'm correct in saying this, maybe others have surfaced, but I believe the first one is one that he wrote from Chicago to Isidore Barbarin, the patriarch of the Barbarin family, uncle of Danny Barker, father of Paul and Louis Barbarin. So he was keeping up with his folks at home.
On a plane, do you know what it means to miss New Orleans?
And he signed all those letters, Red Beans and Ricely Yours.
Love that.
And we've also gotten some really other wonderful autobiographies. There's Treated Gentle by Sidney Bechet, Under a Hoodoo Moon, The Life of Dr. John the Night Tripper, which Dr. John wrote with Jack Rummel. And then there's a recently reissued Danny Barker, A Life in Jazz, which Gwen Tompkins worked on so hard.
And the HNOC published in a truly handsome edition with wonderful illustrations.
Duty Mine is a big fine thing. Sunday swing, I say. Duty Mine is a big fine thing. Sunday swing, I say. Duty Mine can shake that thing. Sunday.
So we have Danny Barker, A Life in Jazz, Danny Barker we all love, Unfinished Blues, Memories of a New Orleans Music Man by Harold Batiste with Karen Celestan, Big Frida, Long Live the Queen Diva, I Love Big Frida, by Big Frida with Nicole Ballin, and The Brothers by David Ritz with Aaron, Art, Charles, and Cyril Neville.
The Brothers Neville, You know, with Charles just having passed, Art is... I think Art's 80 now. He has not been in the best of health. Cyril is vibrant and thriving as ever. And Aaron, of course, is singing everywhere. You know, when I first started following them in the late 70s and interviewing them for Up in the Cradle of Jazz for the book and then for the documentary we did at the time, I was really struck by Charles's sense of... He was so well-grounded as... a man who understood his past. He talked about the family history, people from Martinique, American Indians, African Americans. He was really a remarkable man.
Yeah.
And will be missed.
This is Susan Larson. I've been talking with Jason Berry about music books for the Reading Life's Tricentennial Reading List. The Reading Life Tricentennial Reading List is sponsored by the Hellis Foundation, the John Burton Harter Trust, and the Louisiana Endowment for the Humanities. For the ever-growing Tricentennial Reading List and other episodes, check out wwno.org.